Well, Darla, you've had a chance to see U.S. President Barack Obama's budget that he has now laid out. Any concerns with what you're seeing in that budget?
Well, I think it should be a big concern, not only for the United States, but for the world economy. Obama sent Congress a $3.8 trillion budget for his 2011 fiscal year, and that forecasts a record $1.6 trillion deficit for 2010. So a very large deficit for that economy to finance, Ray.
Now, he does mention, though, he's planning to reduce that deficit over time. Are there any encouraging signs there?
Well, it's a matter of how it gets done. Of course, we had a large budget deficit some years ago, too, and it was done with a combination of higher taxes and program cuts. So at some point, a decision will have to be made here as to how to go about doing that, and which method or combination of methods, I guess, will be popular enough or acceptable enough with the public to re-elect Obama when his term comes due.
So how does this announcement with the budget impact some of the economic issues we've been watching here, Darl? One, of course, currency, the other, interest rates. Is this going to factor into it?
Well, I would say both of them will be affected by it. Because at the present time, the world economy still views the U.S. currency as the reserve currency, and we go into very volatile situations or unstable times. Money typically has gravitated to U.S. debt instruments. But the debt is being held by a smaller group of major lenders, most notably China, which, of course, has some very strong trade links now with the United States. So the currency and the interest rates are very much interwoven with this ongoing debt issue.
So with that in mind, what are you seeing in terms of the technical factors on that? Is it pointing to some higher rates here?
Well, what we've seen here in the last couple of months, of course, the U.S. dollar was moving down quite sharply against all currencies, and now we've had a fairly strong bounce to the upside. Now there's some debate as to whether or not the U.S. dollar has turned a corner, or is this just kind of a dead cat bounce in a downward trending market. Also, with the interest rates, we've come off the highs in the bond market and moved to lower levels and bounced very similar with the currency. But to me, Ray, looking at this, I feel as long as those deficits grow like that and there's no outline planned how to reduce them, that the original trends will resume a lower U.S. dollar and potential for much higher interest rates moving forward.
I guess you also have mentioned, Darl, the concern about who's funding these deficits and backing this. There's a little worry there as well?
Well, a big part of it is China, and of course now we have some political issues. China and the United States have had an ongoing issue with respect to the status of Taiwan, and there's been some arms sales that have been made by the U.S. to Taiwan recently, which the Chinese strongly object to. Politically, Obama's supposed to be meeting with the Dalai Lama, and that's another political hot button with China. So if you start adding this up, if we're not careful here about how we handle these relationships, potentially that China might decide that they want to invest their foreign reserves and other debt instruments around the world. So this needs to be watched very carefully.
So for producers, and again, their ability to restructure debt and ensure they take advantage of the low interest rates, is now the time to do that, Darl?
Well, I would argue it's definitely the time. Irrespective of all these issues, the rates are at record low levels, so pretty hard to get much better than that. And so we should take advantage of that variable, which is very attractive. Grain prices aren't as high as they were the last 2 years, but the interest rates are much lower. So, yes, I would view that as a hedgeable issue, and that should be a very high priority for producers. If you need any further information, contact Darl at 1-800-777-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.